You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Academy Awards were last night. Yawn. Nomadland won Best Picture. Haven't seen it.
Never heard of it.
Anthony Hopkins is still around. He won for Best Actor. And Frances McDormand, the chick from Fargo. But this was a different movie. Won for Best Actress. Glenn Close is going viral because she was up shaking her booty to the song Debut.
Really?
Yep. That's kind of a viral video that's going around.
Okay, there's one highlight.
How old is Glenn Close now? I've got to hold on. I've got to look that up.
She was Cruella DeVille, right?
Correct. Yeah. She was the, you know, a Fatal Attraction with Michael Douglas. She is 74 years old, and she was...
Work it.
She was going to shake it, not break it. I'll tell you that. And then Tyler Perry is also making the rounds because he had a... He did a little speech. You know that this was the Academy Awards where they encouraged the winners to get up and talk a little bit longer?
Oh, that's right.
So Tyler Perry did, and he gave a little speech for Unity, and I'd have to look at the entire transcript of it, but for the most part, I can see why it went viral.
He's a bright dude.
Yeah. So that was good. There's another story out today that home COVID tests have finally started hitting stores like CVS, Walmart, places like that. It's a $24 kit, Jeremy, and you can use it to give yourself a test at home.
You swab yourself, huh?
And get the results the same day without having to send the test out for processing.
Love
now,
that.
Now, do we trust people to do this properly?
No, but if you do, I guess it's beneficial.
Yeah.
Unless it's a saliva one?
I don't know. I have to click.
It's like one of those ones where you spit in a cup and you maybe it'd be easy.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust people to do the nasal one themselves.
You don't go deep enough.
Yeah, they will not. And if you just barely stick that thing in, it will not read properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I have quickly is I was writing up a piece for this and including a photo in this morning's Mindbender Club mailer that's going to be going out in a few hours. It's about the world's first sky pool that is opening up.
Oh.
So you know that when you're in downtown Denver and some of those buildings that are across the street from each other, but they'll have like a sky bridge going across from one side to the other. So you're walking over the road,
mm-hmm.
right? Little bridge. So there's a couple of luxury flat buildings in London that are putting in a sky pool. So it's like that bridge going between buildings. About 115 feet up, it's a swimming pool that goes across.
It's pretty cool.
And it has a glass bottom so that as you're swimming...
It's like you're floating, man.
Right. You can look down over 100 feet to the street below.
Whee! And watch the bottom.
Oh, man. I gotta say... You
it's
know,
being made right here in Colorado from what I read.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part. I love it. Here's the thing. I never... ever had a fear of heights until just about, I'd say 10 years ago, when suddenly out of nowhere I developed it.
Wonder what happened. Were you
I don't know
hiking,
because I used to be the guy who would go up to the top of the Empire State Building. If I could, I'd kind of lean over as best I could or whatever. And I mean, I always loved it, but now I get like, oh. I didn't know you could change that way.
Something in your equilibrium has shifted or something, right? Or maybe you've just gotten wise.
That might be it. I just like,
this is high.
You know, this could kill you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so that's going on. What else is trending?
Oh, just a heads up. It's National Pretzel Day. For those of you that love you some pretzels. I love pretzels. Getting in the Wayback Machine. It was always a treat when I was a kid to go to Target, of all places, do our little shopping at our 80s Target, and hit the Target little food court. They always had the world's best soft pretzels. Not anymore, they don't, but you could smell them as soon as you walked in.
Why'd they take them away?
I don't know. They have like Taco Bell and stuff now in Targets and weird things, but
too
man,
much
that was
dough
always
for me.
The best.
I'm not, I'd go to baseball games with people. They'd come back with those giant doughy pretzels. They're like, you won't bite? And I was like, it's just...
The pretzel dough, the way it smells, I don't know. It's like
it smells
super
good,
salty.
And I like the salt on it, but...
Let's talk about Zac Efron's face. He was on some sort of online special called Earth Day the Musical. That sounds horrible. And he didn't look like himself. Now, I posted a picture of him on our Facebook. Dude has put on even more muscle. Can this guy get any more muscle on his body? I don't know. It happened. He's, you know, ripping through his shirt. But if you look at his face, something's up with his face. He's had some fillers, some injections, some Botox. All of a sudden, he has an extremely chiseled jawline. And he's kind of poofy, like underneath his eyes and blah, blah, blah. So now everyone's calling him out online. What'd you do to your face, dude? You don't look like yourself.
That story had an interesting little sub-story at the bottom where they were saying, are we allowed to even talk about this stuff anymore? Is it considered offensive to bring it up and talk about
anymore, it? Anymore, no. You point it out. Like, if you do something and you look funny, point it out. What's wrong with you? What did you do? You were fine. And especially if you're a public figure and then you're blasting your new face out everywhere, you're going to get comments. Not everybody's going to keep their mouth shut.
Well, how old is Zac Efron?
I don't even know if Zac Efron can keep his mouth shut now. He's got so much Botox in him.
He's 33 years old.
He doesn't need it.
Well,
He's smooth and sexy, Dom.
You don't know.
He's still looking good.
You only see him, you know, with the pictures when he's had full makeup done. Maybe outside.
No, I watched him in that Netflix thing where he traveled the world, and that was no makeup, like out in the wild.
How do you know there was no makeup?
Sweaty.
I saw that too. How do you know there was no makeup?
You can tell.
Duh.
He didn't have any makeup on. It's Zac Efron, Dom. He's a god.
I know that my wife is in love with
him. Everybody's wife is. Ay. Check out this viral thing that went.
That's why we had
crazy.
To stop watching that show that you were talking about. Because we watched that one episode where you got in the hot tub.
Found
I was
myself,
like, all right.
I found myself gazing.
Yeah, I was like, that's enough.
Oh, he's in the hot tub again.
Gretchen's like, don't shut that off. Don't shut. No,
do we have a slow motion feature? Yeah. What else is going on? Our
I think
producer,
it's the screenshot thing on her phone. I think for her phone, it's.
It comes up.
Yeah, it's the wallpaper. Or whatever.
That's awesome. Our producer, Josh, was talking about this last Friday. I guess there was this big viral fight thing going online. It was a 22-year-old guy named Josh from Nebraska. And last year, he sent a message out on Facebook to pretty much anyone he could find named Josh. And he was inviting them to a Josh fight on Saturday, April 24th at noon, out somewhere in Nebraska, I guess. Anyway, dozens of Joshes actually showed up to participate in the fight.
Dozens.
A lot of them wore costumes. They were fighting each other with pool noodles.
Oh. Why wasn't it a real fight? Like,
that's
fight
exactly what
fight.
I said. I was like, let's get some hatchets and some shields and
well,
some helmets
hatchets,
with horns.
But I mean, let them go at it.
Let them go medieval, man. If this is going to be a real Josh fight, let's make it real. Let's make it legit. Anyway, some 4-year-old Josh won.
A 4-year-old?
Yeah, I don't. They must have let him win. It was pool noodles.
Either that, or he's just tougher. A 4-year-old could take our Josh. I know that.
All I know is I don't want to say Josh again until like 9 o'clock. good news: strip clubs and legal brothels in Nevada can fully reopen on Saturday with contact. Right on, right on. Got to prove your vaccine and wear a mask, I guess. A random side effect of everyone being at home is more clogged pipes, they're saying. People are shoving down those wipes that are not supposed to be flushable. And they're clogging up pipes. And then real quick, let's zip through this story because this is kind of funny. A 52-year-old woman named Karen just got married in Texas. She went to try to change her name, but there was a problem. They came up on the screen there that she had an outstanding felony charge back in her hometown of Oklahoma. Looked into it. It was a felony embezzlement charge from 1999 when she rented a VHS tape of Sabrina the Teenage Witch and never returned it to the video store. And they turned around and filed these charges. She says she has no memory of renting this. Now, she was with a guy with a couple of young kids at the time. So they're thinking the kids maybe rented it on her account or something, never returned it. Can't return it now because there's no more video stores. I guess she kind of got the charges wiped or something from the county.
Yeah, I saw the story. The charges
they
have been
expunged them,
but her the charges were dropped, but it's still on her record. So she says that's her next move is to try to legally get the charge even removed. Because isn't it interesting that it's an embezzlement charge?
And it's funny. The very end of the story, she says she's been let go from a lot of jobs for no reason. And she says, oh my gosh, this might explain it. Because if they run a criminal background check, they see two words, felony embezzlement, on her background. And all of a sudden, she's doesn't get a job or is let go.
That explains why she, would interview and be told no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't have to tell you what they have found. They just run the background check and then...
Yeah, you don't fit.
Yeah.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link this morning about the world's first sky pool opening next summer in London.
Oh.
It's a pool that goes between two rooftops, Dom. It's 115 feet. Yeah, you heard it. It's on there.
So what you're saying is I ruined your clickbait.
It's fine. It's fine. You didn't know.
I feel like such a bad man right now.
Don't feel bad. The pictures are pretty cool, though. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.